Blog Talk Radio.
Turn me up a little bit.
Yo, turn radio.
Ha ha. What you know about it? Ha ha. What you know about it? I said it, hip hop, and you don't stop. I rock on, baby, bubble to the boogie, the boogie.
The beat. Really, I never know when you're going to cut that off.
I'll give you a hint. It's the same 25 seconds every time.
It is not. Sometimes it feels like you play longer. Anyway.
No.
Welcome, everyone. This is WTF with Joe D and the lovely and talented Miss Kenitra Jordan. What's going on tonight, partner?
I'm tired, man. We've got state testing going on this week, and so I've been giving tests, you know, state tests all week. And today I had to test a little boy, and I told him after the test, you know what? You would make Jesus curse.
Anyway.
Seriously.
I am still pumped from the weekend, y'all. We were in Portsmouth, Virginia, / Norfolk. For the Emoja Festival, and we sold pretty well. People love the paperbacks. What can I say?
Yep, it was such a great time that we're actually looking to try and do audiobooks because some people really wanted the book,
but they
needed audio due to vision impairment. So we're working on going to audiobooks as well, so that's exciting. Yay!
Yep. So look for that in the future. We got a good show for y'all tonight. Of course, we're going to have that nice hot topic. But before that, we got two very talented authors. One author has, this is actually a return trip for her. Lady Lissa, author of I'm in Love with a Thug. Well, some of y'all might know her as Melissa St. Julian. You know, she has two names. And let me tell you something. This lady drops books like a mug. So you got to keep up with her because she's steadily in the vault, in the lab, pushing them out. She's quite good. Our next author that we're going to have on the show tonight is K.R. Bankston. Her latest is A Deadly Encounter. And Ms. Bankston, she got a little something going on too. She's like, you know, I've heard a lot about her. And I've actually read some of her stuff, and I would recommend it. So we got two very good, talented authors for y'all tonight. And they're going to be with us a little bit later on, and they're also going to be with us with that main topic, which will be tonight, cheating, swinging, and everything in between. Does it help or hurt the relationship? That's going to be interesting. So they're going to weigh in on that with us a little bit later after we do this segment. But first, we're going to get into something we like to call the spin cycle topic. So, KJ, spin the wheel.
Okay. Now, this... You know, it's like two articles, but they kind of lend to one another, so that's the reason why I'm doing them. All right, so you know how we were talking about computer love a while back and all the different people hooking up from social media sites? And
yes.
Then we took it a step further, and we were talking about how a lot of the younger generation are actually turning towards, that sounds so old, the younger generation, how a lot of people, you're older than me, Dirt. So about how a lot of younger people are actually using apps to hook up. And it's like, ugh, gross, an app to hook up, really? Ugh. So at any rate, so there's this article published, and it was talking about how these hookup apps are leading to a rise in STDs.
Yes, I think.
Yeah, because it was talking about how there's been like, 16% hike in HIV, 79% hike in syphilis, 30%
wow.
hike in gonorrhea. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And actually, I got my numbers wrong, 33% new cases of HIV.
Mm.
So, I mean, and then they were saying how the rate of people who are infected has a larger impact on, you know, I'm sure you guessed it, Hispanic, African Americans, and the young adult population. And that is just, you know, kind of scary there, because it just says that people are just meeting people on these hookup apps, and it's almost, well, it's not almost, they are only meeting to go out and screw. I was going to say another word, but, you know.
Well, what's the difference in that and the whole chat line age? That's what people used to do on the chat lines, is what I seem to remember or recall. Yeah, that's what they did on those telephone chat lines, I thought. That's what they were for.
Well, see, I don't know, because that was before my time. So I
really
I don't
telephone chat line was before your time, really? Okay.
I never did a telephone chat line. No, I never did that.
I didn't
that.
Say you did it. I said it, but it was out when you was in your prime.
I didn't know anything. No, I didn't know anything about those. I mean, I was very sheltered,
okay.
So I really didn't know much about anything like that. So
right.
So the idea of people hooking up on an app, for me, just seems very cold and distant.
I'm telling you, it's no different than how they used to do it back in the day. Back in the day,
well,
before the internet, it was telephone chat, and then it became, MySpace, Black Planet, all that stuff. And then
at least use condoms or something? I mean, is that the difference? Is that now they're using these apps and they're not using condoms?
They use condoms? I
said, do they at least use condoms? Because, I mean, how are you getting – I mean, that's a big jump, Jody. 79% of syphilis?
I'm saying that I think they are putting the increase on these apps when I don't really believe it's the apps. People just have to set more willy-nilly. Yeah, people just have willy-nilly more unprotected sex. I don't know I don't even know if it's more unprotected sex. Because they was doing that 10 years ago, 15 years ago, 20 years ago. They were still doing that. People were still just hooking up just to hook up. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's not
yeah,
it didn't start with these apps. The apps just made it that much easier, but it didn't start with the apps, you know?
Yeah.
I think what really happened is STDs and the whole scare of STDs and HIV for some reason has lessened. Like in the 80s and 90s, all you heard was HIV, AIDS, HIV, AIDS, HIV, AIDS, and people were scared to death. You know what I mean? To the point where people was wrapping up everything. They was double wrapping, you know? And then that kind of fell off, especially like with Magic Johnson and everything. After we went through that whole scare and they developed new drugs and people weren't dying of HIV, people act like it's gone away, and it's not. It hasn't gone away. There's no cure. Now, you can live. You won't die from HIV now, but you'll still have it. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, people aren't
right.
dying. People aren't dying anymore like they used to. Because they have better drugs now. But I think it's fool's gold because people aren't dying. People think, oh, okay, we must have a cure. They're more willy-nilly about the unprotected sex than they were. You know?
Yeah.
I think it's more so that than anything else.
Wow.
And then you have these apps, you know, and if you've seen any of these apps, like I have a he's not really my nephew, but for all intents and purposes, he's my nephew. And he has one of these apps, and he showed me, and I'm like, really? These kids today got way too much technology. You'd be surprised what they do. It's just like it's almost like a meat market. The girls take half-naked pictures of themselves and just send it out in the cyberspace, and it's like whoever hits them up, then they hit you back, and then next you know, bingo, bango, they screwing. That's how it happens.
Mm.
It's that quick. Is that
without a condom?
Now, I don't know, without a condom, so I'm sure some of them use condoms, some of them don't. It's just like
apparently not
10 years
if they're
ago.
Getting these STDs.
Well, 10 years ago, some people used condoms, some people didn't. I mean, there's no difference. Some people still use condoms, some people don't, you know?
Any rate, so that leads into my next little article there, which, remember, I told you I got, you know, so I'm going to let you talk, just hold on. That kind of leads into my next one, which was talking about should lying to get sex be
really?
Considered rape? Yes!
I can't believe you even brought this on the show. I
oh
saw
my
that
God,
crap in the group.
I was reading, I read this article, Jody, and I was like, excuse my language, but this is some shit. Really? Because I
no,
was like, so you meet this guy, and he sweet talks to you, and he says, baby, let's go talk, you know, underneath the sheets, or let's go in the room and watch TV. I promise I won't try anything. And the next thing you know, y'all, going at like two wild
monkeys. You know what this article is really saying, not to cut you off? It's not about being sweet talk. That's not what this article is really about. What this article is really about is mad-ass gold diggers who got beat out of the game.
Why can't you let me say that? Why do you have to take that from me?
Did you ever see the movie Sprung? Remember that movie Sprung with what's her name? The chick that played Gina
and
Martin.
Tisha
Campbell.
Arnold.
Yeah. Remember that movie? And remember how the chick who was the gold digger, you know, she checked out all the guys, you know, like she had this radar and she looked at their shoes and she looked at the bank account slip when the guy let it drop on the ground and everything. And he played her. She thought he was one thing, but he was really not. He was driving like a Porsche, but it was rented. You know what I mean? That's what this is really about. That's what this is really about. Chicks are upset because they get duped. They're looking for a hero, quote unquote, and they end up sleeping with a zero. And they're mad about it. No, it ain't rape, you stupid gold digging, whatever you want to call yourself.
And
if you
couldn't
wasn't
let
worried
me
about,
come to this on my own. You could not
whatever.
Let me have my article.
If you wasn't
it's
worried about all
article.
The wrong things, if you wasn't worried about all the wrong things, you wouldn't be getting duped to begin with.
Well, and there you have it, everyone. Well, I mean, it's really nothing to continue with. You took my article from me.
I did not take it. Anyway,
yes, you did.
You did two topics. Where was mine? You're supposed to do one, then I do
well,
one, then
you
do the other one.
Well, you just
really?
Took it. So. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I'm going to do mine real quick.
I have another one. Go ahead.
I'm really? Can I do one?
I guess. Go ahead.
I was listening to the local radio. I was listening to the local radio station here, and they just got finished playing that Sierra song, that new Sierra song. About not wanting her until she's with another guy or whatever. And anyway, the DJ was like, I wonder how Future, because, you know, Sierra and Future had a kid together. I wonder how Future feels about, you know, Sierra dating Russell Wilson. He tries to play it off like he doesn't care, but I bet he does care. And there's pictures with Russell Wilson pushing the baby carriage and stuff like that. I wonder how that makes Future feel. Okay. Now, that's just a little bit of gossip, and I'm just using them as an example. But here's my feeling on that. Why is Sierra or any other chick like her? See, here's the thing that pisses me off. A man couldn't get away with that. If a man broke up with a woman and had an infant child, a baby, and then brought another woman around his baby like that, and let's say he was in the park and his new woman was holding his baby and they would take a picture, they would break him over the coals. Y'all would be pissed at him. The mere fact that I don't even care if it's Sierra dating Russell Wilson, because apparently now they're not even dating. They decided to take a hiatus. Here's my thing. Why do you have another man around this other man, the father of your child? Why do you have another man around his baby? You don't even know if y'all going to last. You ain't even been dating for a couple of weeks. And there are pictures with him pushing the baby carriage. And y'all wonder why there's domestic violence? Really?
Are you not justifying domestic violence, are you?
I'm not justifying domestic violence, but really?
Uh-huh. Well, because it sounds like you're justifying it.
No, I'm not justifying. I'm just saying. Y'all want to know why? Y'all want to know why? Well, what was that Chris Rock thing? I'm not condoning it, but I understand. I mean, come on. Really? You broke up, you got an infant child, and you willy-nilly got another dude around your child. Why? Why is it that some women think it's okay to do that? Why can't you date and leave your children out of it? It's not like Sierra's...
Oh, really? Wait a minute to me now.
Yeah,
uh-huh,
wait
go
a
ahead.
Minute. It's not like Sierra yeah. uh-huh. doesn't have the monies to make sure that her child is taken care of while she goes out on a date with Russell Wilson. Why would you just willy-nilly bring some dude around your child? Now, I will say this. If you, as a single-parent woman, broke up with your guy and he wasn't in your child's life, okay, I'm not going to be as upset about that. I still don't like it because I feel like you shouldn't be bringing in new people around your children until you've established something.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Stop with the whole this is Uncle Tom or Uncle Bobby or Uncle Mike or Uncle whoever, and he there for 8 weeks, and then it's a new uncle coming through the door.
But
you know
wait now,
okay,
all right, you fix it. I was going to say, aren't you the one talking about some cohabitating with a woman? So that if she has a small child.
Yeah, but what did I say? No. What did I say about cohabitation?
I
said if you got kids, you wait a certain amount of time before you cohabitate. Remember that? Don't leave that out because I said that. There's a certain time period. You just don't willy-nilly bring anybody around your kids.
Mm-hmm.
You just don't.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care if you're rich, you're famous, you're a star, whatever. You're setting a bad example.
Mm-hmm.
So my thing is, why do women think, or some women, let me preface that, not all, some, think they can get away with that?
I was going to beat you. I mean, seriously.
Why do you think you can get away with that? There's nothing good that's going to come of that. Especially if you have an involved father. Nothing good is going to come of that. Because you're going to piss that dude off.
Do we know if he's a good father?
I don't know. I'm just speaking from experience. I've had that happen to me before. And I've had somebody try to sit down and explain to me, well, isn't it good if the child has two caring men? Hell no. Because I don't know that dude from Adam, and neither does she. I didn't bring my significant other around my kids until we were in a relationship for at least about a year and a half. Period.
Mm-hmm.
Period. Period.
Okay.
Now, am I saying everybody has to wait a year and a half? No, but you better have some damn time. It better not be, oh, I met this guy at the grocery store, and then, oh, come on over, I'm going to cook for you, and you're going to have dinner with me and my kids. Nah.
Not at the grocery store, really?
I'm just saying. That people do meet at the grocery store.
No, but the
or
way
anywhere.
You said that sounds like that little childhood thing. He bought me ice cream. He bought me cake. I'm sorry.
What? You are old. What are you talking about?
No, I'm not. That's a little rhyme that little girls would sing.
I have never heard that in a million years.
Yes, when little girls do the hand slapping game, you know.
Oh, okay.
You know, doing all that.
I wouldn't know about
he bought
that.
Me ice cream. He bought me cake. He bought me home with the belly ache. Yes.
Really? Wait a minute. So little girls sing that? Okay.
Yeah.
I'm not even going to go there. I'm not even going to go there with the belly ache thing. But here's my final sermon, as you say.
Oh, God, I thought we were going to escape.
Please, please give your children a time period of adjustment. Don't just be willy-nilly bringing Tom, Dick, and Harry around your kids just because mama got to have a life too, or mama need a date, or mama need to do this. Same thing with single fathers. Don't just be willy-nilly bringing some chick around your kids just because daddy got a date or daddy got to have a life too. You should have thought about that before you had kids.
Uh-huh.
Once you have kids, everything changes. I got news
mm-hmm.
for you. All of you so-called wannabe parents that sit up there and put your kids all on Facebook and you got 10,000 pictures and you got to show everybody this, show everybody that. Okay, well, why are you so proud of your kid? Then act like a parent. Act like a real parent. That means your kids come first. They come before your life. They come before your happiness. They come before all of that. That's what happens when you become a parent. And, yes, I can preach
mm-hmm.
to you because I am a parent, and I know that. It's sacrifices.
God.
It's ultimate sacrifices. Trust me when I tell you.
Mm-hmm.
But in the long run, you'll appreciate it, and so will they. And
uh-huh.
now I'm off of my soapbox.
Well, I tell you, man, you know, it's about time. You know?
Anyway. Why do you sound like Goma Powell? It's about time.
It is.
Anyway, y'all.
Even Shay Renee in the group says he is so funny, even though he stole your article. Yes, you did, and then going to tell me to wait and let you finish with your little stinking article, but then you going to cut me off.
I didn't have an article. Like, it was something I heard on the radio. But anyway, coming
still,
up after
you
this,
get
y'all.
This point.
Coming up
Perfect.
After this, y'all. K.R. Bankston, author of A Deadly Encounter, and Lady Lessa, I'm in love with a thug. After this.
That sounds like it could be a song, doesn't it? Kind of like that, I'm in love with the cool. I'm sorry.
Will you play the ad, please?
And this week, for all of you bookworms out there, we have for you, by K.R. Bankston, all 12 of the books in the Thin Ice series. And also by Lady Lisa, we have I Can Make You Love Me, Hotter Than Hell 2, Dirty Lay 1, 2, and 3, I'm in Love with a Thug, which was just released. We have Khalil, Tall, Dark, and Deadly, Her Online Lover, Love 'Em to Death, and Secrets Behind Closed Doors. Those last four books are the books that she wrote with another author who is just as wonderful, named Ja'Cory. All of these books by Lady Lisa and Ja'Cory and K.R. Bankston can be found for you to download and purchase at Amazon.com. Happy reading.
You ask for it, and it comes live at you every Friday night from 10 o'clock until 12 o'clock midnight. Whatever your freaky little heart desires is what we will discuss live and on air in a group discussion type forum. Join us as we will discuss anything freaky under the sun.
All right, we are back with the scratchy noises. What's up, dude?
Scratchy noises?
Yeah.
What are you talking about? I don't hear any
Sounds
scratchy
like you,
noises.
Well, I guess not. Sounds like you're trying to be DJ Joe D over there. I'm sorry.
Anyway, we got some guests at the door.
Oh, there they are.
Well, come on in.
All right, K.R. Bankston and Lady Lisa.
Hello.
Hi.
Good evening.
Yay. So you guys got to hear my dirty little secret. So Lady Lisa has a dirty little lay, or dirty lay, and I have a dirty secret, Jody. He cuts me off. He cuts me off. He won't let me talk. So. How are you ladies doing tonight?
Doing good. How about you?
I am awesome.
Really?
Awesome.
Awesome.
Great.
the 80s called and they want their vernacular back. I'm just saying.
Oh,
awesome.
Go somewhere. Go away.
Start them off, KJ. Start them off.
All right. K.R. Bankston, where are you from?
I am originally from Tallahassee, Florida.
Tallahassee.
I got some
wow.
friends in Tallahassee.
Yes,
yeah,
I have family in Tallahassee.
Yeah, I grew up there, but I've been in Atlanta for about 20 plus years, so I call this home now.
Okay.
Gotcha.
Lady Lissa, I know this is your second time on the show, but tell the folks that missed the last time you was on there your background and where you're from.
If I'm not mistaken, I was on the show in October. I had dropped 3 books. Yes. And I am from a small town called Cecilia in Louisiana. And my kids and I, we have been living in Houston, Texas for the past 3.5 years.
Oh, wow. So y'all got caught up in that, what was it, that huge rainstorm or something, like flood?
Yes, yes. Wow. We didn't get any damage or anything, lucky for us. But it was flooded in the area where we were.
Mm-hmm.
But where we live, they have very decent drainage systems, like where we park our vehicles, so it was no damage to our vehicles at all.
Okay, well, thank God for that.
Yes.
KJ.
K.R. Bankston, you have 12 books in the Thin Ice series, and this is a type of crime suspense series. Where do you get it from? I mean, you know, like how do you have enough to keep this so interesting? I was reading some of the reviews on your books, and, I mean, you know how you hear people talk about a series can get too old and it gets boring after a certain point in time, but, I mean, they love your series. I mean, book 12, and they are still cheering and wanting to know, is another one coming out? How do you do that?
Honestly, I let the characters talk. I let the story flow, and you have to understand that Thin Ice is a serial. It's not a series or a book of sequels. It's like a soap opera. It's like you're watching The Young and the Restless every day. It just continues. And I let the characters, you know, have their way, and they talk, and they just give me new stories. Of course, it will end because, like everything, it does come to an end. And when we get to that, then we'll end it.
Wow. Wow. Lissa, what about you? Because I know you've got Dirty Lay 1 and you've got, you know, 2 and 3. Is that just a trilogy, or are you going to, do you have more stories under Dirty Lay coming out?
No. It's only 3 books. And I was thinking about doing a spinoff, but I changed my mind. Because the people are giving me more feedback right now from In Love with a Thug, so I might do a spinoff on that one when I'm done printing the 3 copies. The 3 parts.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Now, since In Love with a Thug just dropped Monday, tell us a little bit about it. Well, you know, tell the audience and potential readers why they should go get I'm In Love with a Thug.
There's a lot of treachery involved in this book. A lot of deceit. Xavier, he is a young thug who latched on to this guy named Prince. Prince is a little older than him, but Xavier was homeless. He had a tragedy when he was younger, so he had to learn how to fend for himself. He met Prince, and Prince took him under his wing. He worked for Prince for about a year, never making a dime. He just wanted to prove his loyalty in the game, and he did that. Once he got introduced to the family, they took him in under their wing. When he met the daughter, he was 19, and or making 19, and she was 16. I'm sorry, she was 16. And when he met her, it's like sparks flew. But right off the bat, Prince told him, my sister's off limits. Like, you can have any other chick out there, but you can't touch her. But that's who he wanted. So he went after her. Then her best friend slept with him, knowing that she liked him. They weren't dating yet, but the best friend slept with him, got pregnant, tried to trap him, and she got her butt beat by Lexus, which is the girl. So it's a lot of scandal and a lot of treachery, a lot of deceit, and a lot of backstabbing. It'll make you not want to put that book down. And I've had several readers tell me that they couldn't stop reading until they were done.
Got you.
All right, now.
Wow.
Now, KR, wow. Tell us a little bit about what's going on with A Deadly Encounter.
A Deadly Encounter is actually my debut book. That book came out in 2008, and it chronicalizes the life of Debbie Devastator Gianni, who is a conglomerate, corporate thug, if you want to call him that. But he's a businessman, and they do a lot of illegal activities, but on a very elite scale. They don't, you know, do like your day-to-day type of organized crime. Everything they do is very big scale. And he falls in love with a very naive young woman that he wants to make a life with, and he does not want her to know what he actually does. So he goes out of his way to make sure that she never finds out what he actually does. But, of course, just like with life, the truth is going to come to light, and it does in the form of an FBI probe, where he becomes the subject of their probe, and she does eventually find out what he does, and it has very dire and, you know, cryptic circumstances that happen with it, and it doesn't end well. It's book one of book four. It's a four-part series, and it is chronicles their life up until maybe like 20 years in, so you don't get left just hanging. You find out exactly what happens in their life up for those next 20-plus years.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
That sounds interesting.
It really does.
I tell you, man. Now, I have a question for you, KR. You have your own company. Can you tell us about that? Is it a publishing company? What do you do?
Calabaco Publishing is a publishing company in the sense that it houses all my works. Now, in due time, I do want to add other authors, but for right now, it is simply my publishing house. I decided that I like taking control of my own destiny. I like being my own boss, and I'm pretty particular about people telling me about my vision. So I decided to do my own publishing and do it my way, and that's where that came about. So that is what we do for now, but yes, in the future, I do plan to add other authors.
Awesome. That is so awesome. Wow. Because Jodie and I are in the process of trying to get our own publishing house up and going. So that's why I was saying that is just fascinating, and I definitely wanted to ask you about that. Now, prior to moving on to our actual topic, I just wanted to ask both of you one final question. Lady Lisa. Is it Lisa? I'm sorry, Lady Lisa. All right.
Yes.
So, you have dropped 11 books, 11 books since our last show, last time we talked to you. And they're all doing very well on the charts. I noticed I was looking at the Amazon's bestsellers list, and they're all there. So what would you say to somebody who is just starting out and wants to get to where you are? How in the world do you drop that many books that are quality that quickly?
Actually, I'm also in school. I work full time. I have three kids. So I write. When I tell you I write all the time, I write all the time. I go to sleep, like before I go to sleep, I'm writing. When I wake up in the morning, I'm writing. Sometimes I wake up in the middle of the night and I'm writing because I have an idea in my sleep. So if somebody wants to pursue a career as an author, I would just say don't give up. Like if you feel that you could write that book and you feel that book could go somewhere, don't just put it on the shelf and say, oh, I wrote a book. I have so many people that told me, I wrote a book, I wrote a manuscript, but I don't know what to do with it. And I'm like, you just have to put yourself out there. It took us a while to get signed, like, I'm not going to say a whole while, because maybe 3 months is not a while to somebody, but to us it was a lot. It was a long time. But once we got our foot in the door, it's like, it was just like a dream come true. I have so many ideas, and I just put those ideas on paper. Some of it comes from life experiences. A lot of it comes from life experiences, and a lot of it comes from my imagination. In Love with a Thug, I had to research that, but some of my characters are people that I know. Some of my characters are people that I know.
Right. Wow.
I just say don't give up. Like, just try your best, and you might not think it's good enough, but the next person will. You just have to give yourself that shot. Give yourself that boost that, you know, you're gonna try it. You're gonna do what you can to succeed.
All right. I'm impressed.
K.R. Banks,
thank you.
Thank you. What advice would you give to someone who's just starting out and they want to have, 12 successful books in a series that people are still drooling over, and obviously a very successful publishing house?
I am going to always say be true to you. Follow your vision. When I first wrote Thin Ice and I made the announcement that it was going to be an ongoing serial, I got a lot of negative feedback. Now, you can either let that destroy you and stop you, or you can let it fuel you, in which I chose to be me and let it fuel me. Also, do your homework. This is a business. At the end of the day, know the business end. Don't just go in with a great book and people take advantage of you, because everybody's not nice. So you need to know the business end as well as write great material. Don't, take your readers for granted, and don't think that readers are stupid, because they're not. You can't just feed them anything and think they'll enjoy it. You have to feed their mind. You have to feed their imagination. You have to make them feel what you're writing. They have to know that this is coming from a place that you believe what you're putting on the paper as much as they believe when they're reading it. So my advice is just really, if it's something you're doing as a hobby, that's cool. But if you plan to really pursue it, put your all into it and actually pursue it. Get you a mentor, get you an editor, get people that are in your corner, truly in your corner, to make it happen. You don't need yes people. You need people that tell you, no, that sucks. Go back and do it again. You need that.
Right.
So my thing is to have somebody that, is really there for you.
Wow, that's awesome. Both of you guys, I feel blessed to have, been able to speak with you guys tonight. You both gave some just absolutely amazing advice. Wow. Now, see, Jody, that's how you give a sermon, okay? Notice that? Short, sweet, and to the point. Blessed are the ones who are brief, my brother, for they are the ones who will be invited back. Okay?
I got something short and brief for you. Bite me. Anyway.
I'm just saying.
Anyway, y'all, coming up after this, after we take a little breaky break and have some ads, we're going to have the main topic of the night, cheating, swinging, and everything in between. Right. Ooh. After this.
I know, right?
What?
WTF with Kenitra and Jody is brought to you by Joe Ken Publications, where integrity and great stories just come together. Look for upcoming novels from Joe D. and Kenitra Jordan coming the first of the year. 2015 is going to be the year of Joe Ken.
And we are very proud to announce to you that Washed in His Blood, the very first novel to drop on our label, Joe Ken Publications, is up and running and is live in the Amazon store for you. He was a foster child, ruined by the system, betrayed by the very system that was supposed to protect him. And now he's back. And those who failed to protect him then will be the ones needing protection now. You can find Washed in His Blood at Amazon.com for purchase, either in paperback or as a Kindle. Happy reading.
I'm having a bit of deja vu. Didn't you use that song last week?
I know, and you said it didn't fit the topic. But if we're talking about cheating, then it goes along with it. Because cheating, isn't that what
we're
she's
not
doing
just talking
she's
about, we're not just talking about. We're not just talking about cheating.
Well, I'm
it's
so
cheating.
Sorry. I couldn't find a song that talks about swinging from the rooftop in the chandelier, so.
Really? Is
really?
Cheating, swinging, and everything in between, does it help or hinder your relationship?
Well, I mean, cheating is kind of like a big duh. Sorry.
Not really. There are some people that believe cheating actually helps their relationship.
How in
kept
the heck does cheating help?
I'm getting ready to tell you. Kept them together.
Oh, okay.
There are some people that I have spoken with that actually believe that cheating saved their marriage. I'm not
really?
Saying it was a good thing. I'm not saying it was a good thing, and they thought it was a good thing at the time, but it actually saved their marriage. Marriage was falling apart. For whatever reason, one spouse wasn't giving the other spouse what they needed or wanted. They went outside the marriage and then realized that, hey, wait a minute, the grass isn't always greener on the other side. I need to go back and make this work. And they did. They got counseling. You know what I mean? It wasn't instantaneous. It wasn't a quick fix, but actually now today their marriage is stronger than it was before.
I get what you're saying. I think it's a piss poor thing. I think that's possible. Okay, I do think that it's possible that you cheat and then realize, holy cow, what am I? I'm risking screwing up a great thing here. So I think that is possible. I do. But I don't think that that is the norm. I think that is probably, abnormal that someone cheats and then in the middle of cheating says, whoa, wait a minute, I got something better at home. Let me go.
It's not necessarily that in the middle of cheating they're like, oh, wait a minute, I got something better at home. I think sometimes, a lot of times, people cheat because they think the grass is greener on the other side. I think more often than not, people cheat because they think the grass is greener on the other side. And then when they find out the grass isn't so green, sometimes it can help that relationship.
Well, I get that, but I'm just saying I don't think that is necessarily always the outcome. I think that may be.
Well, of course not, because you got feelings.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, but I think that's like an unexpected, byproduct. Oh, wow. What did you say? What did he say? What did you say?
I was trying
to
help you out. You said byproduct. I just said bonus. It was
yeah.
Anyway,
yeah.
It's kind of
having
your
cake. You see why I don't like him?
It's kind of having your cake and eating it, too. But anyway, but think about it. Okay. Now let's talk about swinging, for instance. Swinging is a way to get away with cheating without calling it cheating. Because now both of you know. So what's the difference? Is it because you both know and you both agree? You're still sleeping with somebody else.
It's so still cheating, and it's equally, it's even dirtier than just cheating the normal way, because you're cheating and you're watching your spouse sleep with somebody else while you're right. sleeping with somebody else.
Yeah.
I know, right?
That's disgusting.
What do you think that does to a person psychologically? Like, I could see, like, if you had a wandering personality and you really just don't, you know what I mean? Like, you okay, your wife is your wife, but you're like, hey, you know what I mean? I can really use a little something different. I could see if you have that mentality, maybe it wouldn't bother you as much. But I'm just talking about just regular folks. How in the world can you sleep? Or have sex. I'm going to stop calling it sleep. I'm calling it what it is. How in the world can you screw somebody in here and watch your spouse screw somebody? And that doesn't happen to you psychologically.
Like, what the what? In my Mr. Brown voice. Oh, my God.
I mean, how does that happen? I don't get that. How does that happen?
I don't get it either.
To me, so I can't answer that question.
Yeah, I mean, that's my thing with the... But that's my thing with the whole idea and concept of a threesome. I could not watch my man having sex with someone else, because what if he made a face with her that he's never made with me? And then I was sitting there like, oh, yeah, exactly. Or what if he yells out explicatives that he never yelled out with me? I mean, I don't think I could ever unsee that look or unhear the things that he says to her in the throes of passion.
But to
me,
threesomes are a little bit different than swinging because, I mean, generally...
Okay, I'm sorry, go ahead.
I'm not getting ready to justify. I'm just saying generally in a threesome, you're both getting pleased by the same partner. It's not like, you know, you're screwing somebody and then your partner's screwing somebody else. It's like you're both screwing the same person. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's a little bit different.
Double standard. Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Kara, what do you think?
Well, I probably have the most unpopular opinion ever. But to me, cheating is just, there is never an excuse for that. It is a conscious choice. You decide that you want to sleep with someone else. And a lot of times, in my opinion, people cheat because they don't want to face the problems that are going on in their marriage and work on it. Marriage is work, and it takes work every day. So there's a lack of communication most times that people decide, well, she listens or he listens, so I'm going to go out and do my thing. As far as swinging, I'm like, cool, you know, do you. If you both agree on it and it works for you, fine, but realize the doors that you're opening with that as well.
Exactly.
In your relationship and in your marriage. You're inviting things in. Now, when it comes to the threesome, I do have a question for you, Jody, because I noticed that men are cool with it as long as it's two women. Are you cool with it if there's another dude there?
No, he's not.
I'm just saying. I'm going to keep it real with you. There is a 1D... maximum in my bed. I'm just saying.
That's a total double standard.
I don't
Seriously.
Care. Yes, I admit it. It's a double standard, and I don't give a whatever. Yes, it's a double standard. I freely admit it. Two women,
he's
sure.
Such a pig. He's
that
such
not
a pig.
Pig. That's me keeping it real. If I was a pig, I'd be like, I'd lie to you. I'm not going
to
lie to you. Nah, I'm going to keep it real with you. Yeah.
He's such
Ain't
a
no
pig,
way
I
in the world. I want no threesome like that. Nah, that's not that. How is that at all enjoyable to me? I'm just
but
saying.
You know, but it's going to be enjoyable to her. Why does it always have to be about you?
Maybe. It doesn't always have to be about me, but what I'm saying is most women that enjoy threesomes, usually they're bi-curious. So she's enjoying the other woman, too. You know, it's not just the guy enjoying the woman. It's the woman enjoying the woman, too.
Okay, but you're missing the point here. If the woman has, yeah, you just don't want to hear it.
I got the point.
Yeah, he don't want to hear that point.
Exactly. But I agree with KR, though. You open a lot of doors when you start swinging, and even in my opinion, when you start doing the threesomes, because this is how I'm looking at it. You're opening doors because, you know, people always say that the best way to have a relationship is to keep other people out of it. So in my opinion, when you start bringing other people in and you're swinging with them and you're, you know, having threesomes with them, you are giving them a piece of your relationship that you're not going to be able to get back. And it's no longer something sacred between just you and your partner. It's now you, your partner, and Steve.
I think you're also leaving out something, though. There are couples that are so tight. See, here's the elephant in the room that nobody wants to talk about. A lot of people who swing and a lot of people who have engaged in threesomes on the regular, they have the best relationships. They don't usually argue with one another. There's no jealousy. There's usually not a whole lot of animosity in their relationships. You know why? Because they're completely open with one another.
But see, I wonder.
I'm just telling you about the people that I know. I know some people who swing.
I'm not going to name any names
or anything like that. And you would be surprised with their profession. You would be surprised.
I'm just saying, and they have a great relationship. I wonder if what they're really thinking the whole time is, you know what? All I got to do is tune this ninja out, because later on tonight, I'm going to get my back blown out. But wait a minute.
Just because somebody likes to swing doesn't mean that they're not getting their needs met at home, too. Maybe they just like spice and variety, and both of them like spice and variety. There's a novel written by Eric Jerome Dickey called Pleasure. You need to read it. It is off the chain.
If it's two men and a female, then you need to read it. There you go.
No, I mean, but there are two male twins that do on this woman. So, yeah, there is two males and a woman in the book.
That's my kind of threesome.
But anyway, what I'm saying is sometimes sometimes you're so in tune with your partner that your relationship can't absorb another person or other people, and it won't tear your relationship up. I applaud those people. I get it. I'm just saying, I applaud them
because I know my limitations.
No, you don't. You don't applaud them. You turn your nose up at them. Please.
I don't turn my nose up.
You don't applaud them at all.
Jody Sanders, if you don't leave me alone,
Miss Sanctified,
I applaud them because I know my limitations, and I know that I am way too jealous. Shut up. I know I am way too jealous to ever be in a situation like that. I don't want to share. I don't share very well at all.
Okay.
So, we have a caller on the line.
We'll go to the caller, then we'll come back to Lady Lister.
Hi, caller.
Hi, this is Jeanette Sapphire J. Blue. Hello, host. Hello, KR.
Hello.
I'm calling to support, and I have a big opinion, so let me go through. I made some notes.
Okay.
Number one, I think women cheat because they're bored with their relationship at home. I think women cheat better than men because a woman can cheat on her man, realize, get what she needs at the street, and come back and be a good wife. Men, I think, cheat because they feel that the grass is greener on the other side. What happens is they're sloppy, so they get caught. And after they get caught, they realize they're with trash. So now they try to beg their way back home where their good wife is, but it's already too late. I think women forgive men all the time for cheating. Men never forget.
Women never forget all the time.
Women forget, but we don't bring it up.
I find it interesting that your women swingers premise Go ahead.
Let her finish.
I am. Would you be quiet? Go ahead.
I know some swingers, and the swinging to me is not a relationship. These are people who just want to have sex with other people,
mm-hmm.
and they just want to have sex. Because
mm-hmm.
what happens is old swingers become a couple. These are people who want to do freaky stuff and want to have fun and don't want a relationship. Because you can't, a relationship is between two people.
That's right.
Now,
no, that's your definition
people,
of a relationship.
Wait,
that's not everybody's.
Nope, that's not a relationship. Now, also with the threesome,
mm-hmm.
there's always a problem. Everybody I know, and I know quite a few people who've had threesomes, the ones that they have with two guys, the guy always winds up leaving the girl because he cannot take it that his woman acted different with that other man.
Exactly.
They can't take it. That ego is something, because if you get with two men, you better lay there and act like you're not enjoying it. Because the minute you moan one time more than you did with your man, it's done.
Well, see,
if it's two women with a man, what winds up happening most of the time is the woman leaves her husband for that woman.
For that woman.
Because
but you know why?
That woman does something that her husband ain't never going to be able to do.
I got to jump in here. There's a reason
okay,
why there's a reason why the two men scenario doesn't work and the two women scenario could work. It's because with the two men, there's only one partner getting satisfied, getting service, and it's just the woman. With the two women and the guy, both partners are being satisfied. You just said the woman more oftentimes leaves for the other woman that they injected in their relationship. You know why? Because she was getting satisfied. The two guys ain't boning each other. They boning
sometimes
her.
Sometimes they are. Sometimes they are.
Really? I don't want to even think about that.
I'm thinking how <I'm> crazy.
Sometimes they are. I just feel, to me, this is my opinion.
We appreciate it.
And I feel,
yes, I do.
In my opinion, I feel like when you're with the two men, and I've known a couple of my friends who've been with two men, all
now,
of a sudden,
a hold up there. Can I ask you, have you been with
yep.
two men? Come
no.
on now, you saying friends.
No, because
okay.
I will say, when guys say to me they want a threesome, I always
mm-hmm.
say, go get your boy. And I need a friend. And that's the end of that.
Okay.
After I need a friend, number one, we don't hang around the friend no more. Number two, we ain't doing it. Because I'm going to pick your friend who I think looks the best. Because I'm going to say, remember the day he wore those sweatpants? Bring him. This is the problem.
So you playing my game.
No,
she's playing the right game. That's what she's
doing. Right. So I'm going to say to him, your boy, remember when he came over? And he had enough sweatpants? Yeah, bring him.
So now you got your man thinking about his boy the whole time, y'all together.
He ain't gonna ask
right.
him.
Hey, right. He ain't gonna ask
right.
him more. Now he's gonna be suspicious every time. Now, anytime his boy come over, he ain't never leaving his boy alone with you. You know that, right?
He doesn't need to leave him alone. Tighten up your game. Tighten up your game, and there's no problem.
Thank you for your.
That's just my opinion, and I think this is a great show.
Oh,
thank you
so much.
Excellent
thank you for calling
call.
In.
Thank
okay,
you.
So I'm going to hang up, so I'll be out of your queue, and then I'm going to call back and just listen.
Okay.
No, we can just put you, you don't have to hang
yeah,
up.
Yeah, we can just, you don't have to hang up.
We just put you back on mute. That's how it goes.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
Thank you. Have a good night.
Hey, you
too. Okay. All right, we have another caller.
All
caller, right. You're on the line?
Hey, everybody.
Hello.
What's
who's
going
it?
On?
Oh, Pat.
Hi.
I recognize
what's
the voice.
Yeah, it's me.
It's Pat.
Yeah.
All right,
what's
Pat, go
on?
Ahead. Let us have it.
Listen, really, I'm enjoying y'all conversation and everything, and when it comes to the topic of the night, all I can say is never say never, because you guys would feel one way tonight, and then tomorrow, you never know what you'll do. So, to me, that's a day-by-day topic. But anyway,
no, it's not, man. I know
is,
I'm not sharing.
Say one thing, feel one way for 20 years, and that one day you be like, and try this.
I'm not sharing, Pat. I'm not sharing my man. I'm not, okay?
I don't blame you.
Look, yes, I'm not sharing my man.
Demetra, can you let the man speak?
That's go ahead, cool. Pat. Yeah, my sister was listening too, and she said she's not sharing her man because the lady might end up taking him. I said, shit, so nowadays the lady might end up taking your ass from him.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. But anyway, your guest tuned in kind of late, so I missed the introduction. But your guest, I guess, is two of them.
Yeah, we have Kara Mason and Lady Lissa.
Okay, hello, ladies.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi there. How are you?
I'm good. Look, I just want to give y'all my props for keeping it real. What y'all was saying was some good stuff, and Jordan was quite quiet, and I ain't never heard a segment where he was quiet and just straight listening.
Hey, man. I know, right?
I'm pretty sure he was taking his notes. We all was taking notes.
Oh, yeah.
So I just want to give y'all props, and thanks for keeping it real.
Thank
great
you so
job.
Much.
Thank
no
you,
problem.
Pat. And Pat is so right.
I appreciate it, Pat.
If you listen to the show, guys, it's very rare that Jody is quiet. Very rare.
Really?
And, yes,
it's
very
rare.
Rare.
You're quiet. It's a talk show. It's a blog radio talk show. Why
oh
would
my
I
God.
Be quiet?
I am so shocked. How dare you?
Really? Anyway. Y'all, it's been
wow.
a great show. It's been a great show. Thanks to our guests, K.R. Bankston and Lady Alyssa. K.R. Bankston of A Deadly Encounter and countless other books. Oh, my God. Lady Alyssa of I'm in Love with a Thug and countless others. Support them. Go get them. Take us out, KJ. Thank
all
you.
Right. Yay.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Hit it. Yes. To get down, I'm not internationally known, but I'm known to rock the microphone because I get stupid. I mean, outrageous. Stay away from me. If